You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for Thursday, August 26th, 2021. In COVID news, 2,809 new confirmed coronavirus cases were reported in the last 24 hours. There were 59 new hospitalizations, and 3 people died. 99.8% of coronavirus cases in Switzerland are due to the highly contagious Delta variant. 51% of Swiss residents are fully vaccinated with either the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. The Swiss Federal Council made a number of COVID-related announcements at a press conference yesterday, Wednesday, August 26th. The Federal Council has decided to charge a fee for tests that lead to the COVID certificate, and the certificate could, in the very short term, become compulsory for a large part of daily activities. As for when this may go into effect, the council did not say. The decision is partly dependent on hospital occupancy rates. France and other countries have already implemented measures disallowing those without a COVID certificate from going to restaurants, bars, and other venues. Rapid tests for people without COVID symptoms will be charged a fee as of October 1st. Testing for people with symptoms remains free, but even if the test is negative, they will not qualify for the COVID certificate. The Federal Council reserves the right to initiate the extension of the use of the certificate to enter restaurants, bars, fitness centers, theaters, cinemas, museums, places of recreation, etc. So again, from October 1st, you will have to pay to get tested if you have no symptoms and thus obtain a COVID certificate. And those who thought they were faking a headache to take advantage of a free COVID test by checking the with symptoms box, think again. These tests will no longer give the right to a COVID certificate. Also announced, Swiss citizens living abroad and cross-border workers without health insurance can now be vaccinated free of charge in Switzerland. Swiss Health Minister Alain Berset stated yesterday, "Everyone who wanted to be vaccinated had the opportunity to do so. The Federal Council, therefore, considers that it is no longer the responsibility of the community to pay for the tests of unvaccinated people." He said, "It is also preparing to tighten measures to fight the pandemic with the extension of the COVID certificate obligation to a whole series of places, including restaurants, fitness centers, leisure places, and for indoor events." The situation is changing faster than we imagined. Hospitals are again under pressure, said Alain Berset at the press conference. The goal always remains the same, to avoid overloading the hospital system, he said. Responding when hospitals are already overcrowded would lead to disaster. But when is this going to happen? We don't know, admitted Alain Berset. Will there be a threshold from which this extension will be implemented? This is the problem. It does not depend only on a threshold. It also depends on the dynamics, said the health minister, adding that the measure will be taken only if it is absolutely necessary. The criterion is going to be to say, is there a risk that in 2 or 3 weeks, we will be in a situation where the hospitals are overwhelmed? Today, it doesn't, but it can happen really fast, he said. In short, the certificate may never be required at the entrance of a restaurant, but it also may be required in the very short term. Formally, the Federal Council has opened dialogues with the cantons. These conversations end on Monday, August 30th. From then on, the added measure should be able to be introduced quickly if necessary. Lastly, the Federal Council also announced that it has signed a new contract with Pfizer-BioNTech for vaccine doses for the coming years. The new contract covers an annual delivery of 7 million doses of vaccines in 2022 and 2023, with an option for 7 million additional doses each year. The Confederation is thus continuing in its strategy to focus its choice on messenger RNA vaccines, which prove to be the most effective on the market and which are well tolerated by the population in terms of side effects. To sum up, the Federal Council is placing the public on notice that should the situation continue to worsen in Switzerland, they will be implementing measures requiring a COVID certificate to dine out, attend events, go to theaters, etc. There is no specific benchmark explained for when this could occur, but it does depend partly on the availability of hospital beds. Federal counselor and appointed Swiss health minister Alain Berset has been placed under close surveillance for a televised debate to be held on Friday for SRF television. The debate topic will be the federal government's promotion of the vaccination and the potential need for continued measures to protect against the highly contagious Delta variant. Elite Zurich police officers have been tasked with protecting the health minister on Friday for the debate. The Zurich City Police decided they will send police officers from the Scorpion Special Unit to surround Alain Berset. These agents are normally deployed during hostage taking and major operations. The authorities fear that the Corona skeptics will attack the federal counselor as they attacked the Zurich State Councilor Natalie Rickley last Saturday. She had been sprayed with apple juice at the opening of a vaccination bus at which around 20 opponents of the vaccination were present. The situation at the debate on Friday promises to be tense in the current context of the future COVID measures discussed Wednesday by the Federal Council to fight against the pandemic. 200 interested people registered to attend the debate on Friday. Federal police confirmed to Le Matin that threats against those exposed, like Alain Berset, had increased significantly with the pandemic. A shepherdess was surprised by three wolves in Canton Graubünden as the canton calls for wolves to be shot. A shepherdess recently had two separate encounters with wolves on the Schamserberg in Graubünden. Now the Office for Hunting and Fishing would like to regulate the pack by shooting them down. A corresponding application was submitted to the Federal Office for the Environment for permission to shoot the wolves. The affected shepherdess coped with the situations confidently and was not injured. At the first encounter, the shepherdess was out with her shepherd dog to check on a pasture when a wolf growled at her from behind. The shepherdess responded correctly, drew attention to herself, and made loud sounds, whereupon the wolf departed. A week later, the shepherdess was surprised by three wolves in the same alpine area. Her shepherd dog was attacked. The wolves only left after the shepherdess had drawn attention to herself using a certain voice. She also observed at least six puppies and five adult wolves from a distance that same day. It can be assumed that they are wolves from the Beveron pack. The cantonal game guard of Graubünden assesses the behavior of the wolves as very problematic. They believe there is a potential for endangering people. In addition, shooting them would be justified by the number of livestock that have already been killed in the canton. For these reasons, the Office for Hunting and Fishing in Graubünden have submitted an application to regulate the Beveron pack. The application was made for a permit to shoot three young animals and the sire, as the regional journal Ostschweiz reported on Wednesday. Thank you for listening to Swiss News in English. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And drop us a line at swissnewsinenglish@yahoo.com. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, abbiamo.